This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your host, at least for now. You never know what the end of the night might bring. You know what I'm saying? I am Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 85, well, don't even bother. I was going to say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I'm taking clips tonight of all the things that, the shows that I've done around Halloween, bits and pieces of shows I've done around Halloween. I thought maybe you would get a kick out of it. On a more serious note, though, our hearts and prayers crossed to those people who died in the crash there in New York City. Figures, you know, just to get. But hey, I am sure that even though they're saying that the killer was shouting Allahu Akbar, that it was a Halloween stunt. I am sure we're going to find out that it's just a white supremacist who decided that he was going to make believe and, you know, do all this. This is just a Halloween stunt, I'm sure. Anyway, so let's first and foremost, pray for the first responders. Pray for the people that we never really think of them until after the fact, but the people that were hurt, the families, and the first responders. Let's just make sure. Anyhow, I talk a little bit about Halloween. I'll be talking about how it came about. I'm going to actually talk to some of my Christian friends, or aim at some of my Christian friends, and explain what should we be doing on a night like tonight? Should we be partaking? Oh, Joe, don't go too far to the right. No, let's converse. Let's talk about it. We've always asked the left to talk with us about it. So why are you afraid to talk? Let's not be afraid, okay? Now, the problem is that it's going to be, a little chopped up. Please have some patience. Bear with me. I think you'll enjoy the conversation. Heat up your coffee. As a matter of fact, don't answer the door. It's not always kids, at least not tonight. Seriously, I want to keep you safe. I want to make sure enough candy, because you never know what's going to happen. Seriously, my favorite, should you want to send me some, is the O. Henry bar. That's right. Nancy Pelosi, shut up. God, overreacting as usual. Amazing.
You'll see the real side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but the real side. I'm your host, Joe Mazzini. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Today is Halloween. We will have Pastor David Haig joining us later on to talk about Halloween from a Christian perspective. What's it mean? Should you celebrate? Why not? Always a question for me, anyway. Yeah, always wondered how certain faiths give up what they believe or kind of tweak and bend some of their core beliefs to fit in. When I thought the whole idea, one of the reasons you belong to a religious belief is not necessarily to fit in, but to fit in with that group, or because you line up with the beliefs, or you want to line up with the beliefs of that group. And, when I started to look to see what Halloween was all about, where it started, what it stands for, where its origins were, you can find as many, descriptions of Halloween, where it came from, how it started. One group says it, what's this word? I screw up these words all the time. So, but the Halloween was a holiday called Samhain or Samhain. It can be traced back to the ancient pagan festival celebrated by the Celtic people over 2,000 years ago. Yes, and I believe it's Celtic. It's not Celtic, so don't send me anything. Get over it. Now that comes out of the World Book Encyclopedia. Also, the some attribute it to the Roman feast of Pomona. If you're out of L.A., this is always funny. The L.A. County Seal had a picture of missions on it, because missions were critical when California was founded. And especially LA County and places like that. And the missions were, they were just buildings with crosses on them, and people could come and worship and do what they're going to do. But also, whether you're a believer or not, it fed people in the community. It did that kind of stuff. So on there, as a historical symbol, one of many, it was on the seal. And it was an uproar by one or two people. It was not a big group. There are millions of people in L.A. County, a couple of people. And the bottom line, what it was religious. You had to take it off because it was religious. Well, my confusion is the goddess Pomona is also on that seal, and there was no uproar about her. There was no uproar to take her off. When is a goddess not religious? Somebody want to explain that English to me? Because it don't fit so good. So, you know, think about it. And then you got subgroups saying, hey, don't worry about Halloween. It's very Christian. Right? Because it's All Hallows Eve, where you honor the dead, where you do certain things to keep the dead from coming back around again. How can that be Christian? I mean, true Christians, or Christianity as a whole, teaches only one rose from the dead. Only one has come back, unless they get a free pass one night a year. I don't find that in the Bible. If you can find that for me, let me know. So I don't know how it ties together. That's why I'm going to have David Hagan. I'm going to talk a little bit about Halloween, how it's celebrated, why it's celebrated, can Christians really celebrate it, and why the Christians change so many holidays to kind of line up with the world's holidays when they're really not supposed to be doing stuff like that. Now, a lot of today's Halloween customs are thought to have been influenced by folk customs and beliefs from the Celtic-speaking countries and just all over. I mean, really, when the rest of the world starts to get into it, when, you know, America starts to get into it, when some of the Western cultures get involved, all of a sudden things start to change. And it's just like with Christmas. You know, I'm going to start early, right? You get mad when you go to stores and you see Christmas stuff up down. Now we're talking about it. But from a Christian point of view, think about certain things. The tree has no place. You know, the stringing stuff on the tree has no place. Putting on your front door, that has no place. These are not Christian symbols or Christian theology to do all of this stuff. Kissing under the mistletoe, really? And why do you wrap gifts and stick them under the tree? I don't know. Where does Santa Claus come from in line with Christ? I don't know that either. What I do know is that supposedly, they all creeped in from folklore. They all creeped in from different areas who had different customs at that time of year, right? And then when you come to America, what happens? Now, I can go through the story of how Saint came along here in America. I'm not going to do that. I know some people have kids in the car. You go do your thing. But all the other traditions around it kind of crept in from, you know, people from the Norwegians were here. You have people from Russia that came here, people from Italy, people from Spain, and they must have had, they didn't must have, they did have different traditions that they brought along.
So, do you want to learn more about Halloween, Christmas, traditions, things that we should or shouldn't be doing? Got to come back, seriously. Otherwise, who are you going to call?
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Happens every Halloween. Zombies, all their lives, they couldn't dance in real life. They gotta die, have their flesh parts fall off, and then all of a sudden, guess what? They know how to dance. Just amazing to me. And what a better... Okay, I'm gonna be nice. The man is gone. So I'll be, but it was good to see him transform over the years, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, you listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't bother calling. So what I've done today is compiled some shows from over the years that I've done during Halloween and other times like that. And we're dealing with the real meaning of, you know, what Halloween really meant and where it started. And I kind of mix Christmas in there, go off on a tangent. We're going to have a pass around with it. Should Christians be involved? Should religious people be involved in holidays like this? And I asked the question. I'm not trying to be a religious freak. I'm just asking the question. And I don't think there's anything wrong with having a discussion. So take a listen. Maybe you'll learn something. Maybe you'll hate me afterward.
Now, I can go through the story of how Satan came along here in America. I'm not going to do that. I know some people have kids in the car. You go do your thing. But all the other traditions around it kind of crept in from, you know, people from you know, the Norwegians were here. You have people from Russia that came here, people from Italy, people from Spain, and they must have had, they did have different traditions that they brought along. And that's how you get all this stuff in there. Some people open up a gift on Christmas Eve. Some, the tree is barren on Christmas Eve for obvious reasons. But what I keep going back to is, you know, they keep pounding away that the Christmas holiday, even though it's supposed to be, but the Christmas holiday is all about Christianity. When you look at the majority of what takes place and what goes on, it's really not. I mean, giving is a good thing to do. I always say you should be giving all year long. You should be helping people out all year long. You should be helping feed people all year long, not just one time a year because you're in the spirit. You're in with everybody else. This is, I always get a kick out of some of these holidays, you know, Mother's Day, Father's Day, any one of these holidays. I mean, like, you're good to a person one time a year. Really? God, how does that work? But if you go Google some of these things, now what the symbologies mean, why, you know, what the trick or treat thing mean, what is a jack o' lantern all about? I'm not saying that to scare you or tell you not to do it or whatever, but you should at least know what you're doing and why. At least I think so. But what do I know? Costumes came about. Some of the games and activities from the old country. Really, it is Halloween today. The one thing, the one little joke I always like is, and I don't get, is we spend most of our young adult lives when we have children, protecting them from being afraid, protecting them from, you know, being in harm's way. And we don't want things to frighten them. We want them to have a, right? And it's the one day a year that we go out of our way. And I don't mean kind of, sort of. Some of you guys are really crazy with this stuff. But we go so far out of our way to scare the wits out of our little kids, out of our quote-unquote loved ones, which has just always totally mystified me, showed you how dull I actually am, I guess. Anyway, appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. I want to thank my pips, my politically incorrect posse. You guys are great. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being involved in the conversation. Now, on Fridays, for the most part, I deal with all kinds of issues of faith. I deal with all faiths, too. I mean, I don't care whether you're Jewish or Muslim or Christian, Catholics, every faction of these faiths. We talk about some of the issues going on with them. We actually bring in people who practice those faiths. It's funny, I can never get one time I got Wiccans to come on. One time I got a witch to come on. That's about it. I can't get much more than that. So anyway, let's talk a little bit about earlier this week. I had somebody call in who was a member of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, who I lovingly refer to as the Freedom From Religion Freaks, and because everything seems to bother them. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, whether it's a group of cheerleaders praying before a game because they want to, they haven't been forced to do it. You know, whether it's a cross that created itself, in essence, at the 9/11 memorial. It doesn't matter what it is. If it has something to do with religion, and that's that kind of a lie. It's not really religion. It's Christians. And here's why I tell you, they're not telling you the truth. They're lying to you. And the reason I say that is that go find me stories where the Freedom From Religion Foundation has actually gone after a Muslim group, okay, a Jewish group. You know, one of the more mainstream faiths that are actually trying to carry their faith out or live out their faith in places. Give me a ratio. Maybe you'll find one. It'll be a gazillion to one is what you're going to find. So here we go again with the Freedom From Religion Freaks. Now, they've decided that a public school is in trouble or shouldn't allow student-requested baptisms. Now, they're not asking the teachers, they're not asking the staff of the school district board to sanction these things. They just believe they should be allowed to do them because the facility's there. They have enough room. So in the most recent assault on religion in the public sphere, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, an atheist group, has issued a complaint against the Russellville High School. Where are they? Why aren't they coming after LAUSD? Why aren't they coming after the Chicago school? Why aren't they coming after the bigger school districts? I mean, there are Bible classes. There are things going on in these big school districts. After the school's head football coach allowed two students and an adult to be baptized on the team's practice field one afternoon, Mark Heaton, the football team's head coach and school athletic director, told the Franklin County Times that the several students on the football team had asked to be baptized after one of the team's captains, Austin Kitterman, had suffered a life-threatening injury in a four-wheel accident. This was something that the students came to me and told me they wanted to do, Heaton said, according to the report. Neither of these kids had a home church, and they had accepted Christ and wanted to be baptized in front of their teammates who shared their faith. So the kids all wanted to do the same thing as it pertains to religion, and it was harming nobody physically. And the teammates wanted to support these kids. Now, after Kierdeman's accident, he held a prayer vigil in the school's football stadium for their friend, and he fought for his life, Heaton said. Several days later, two kids on the football team asked to be baptized. The situation brought up a lot of questions of these kids who were searching for something to believe in and something to fill that void that they were feeling, Heaton told the Franklin County Times. All that happened just a few days before these players asked to be baptized was the context, that all of this was taken out of. Now, the local newspaper reported that two students were baptized in October. The third person baptized by Heaton, 37-year-old brother, the report added. And after the baptisms, Heaton posted on his personal Twitter account, three baptized after practice. So apparently these Freedom from Religion freaks they're trolling Twitter and Facebook. So they're not waiting for a complaint. They're not waiting for somebody to come in. They're not waiting for somebody to say, I've been offended, I've been hurt, I've been whatever. They just hear about it. They see a picture, and they've decided, oh, this can't be good. It's like I've been saying. They think they're like the knights in shining armor. They have to come swooping in and save us from religion, swooping in and save us from prayer. You know, do your own homework to a degree. If you look up healing, you look up people in hospitals, people go through major operations, people who beat cancer, the majority of those people, actually, the report says from a medical standpoint, the positive side of prayer and the positive side of faith help the majority of those people through their ordeal, and that they find the people who don't pray, who don't have faith, who don't have an understanding of a higher power or of a heaven or hell, they don't heal as well. They don't heal as fast, and they don't come back at as high rate as those who do. Now, whether you believe in God or not,
you'll have to tune back in to find out what my response is going to be to that. Anyway, you're listening to a special edition of The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go away. I'll find you.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Now, usually you'd hear the Hallelujah Chorus up Friday because I do Faith Fridays. But I thought I'd have a little fun with you today. You don't think that some of the belief systems that go along with Halloween have anything to do with faith, you're out of your mind. What you have to understand is that a belief system is exactly that. You're trusting in what your brain has put together as something that you're going to bet your eternal life on. And you know, last year or the year before, we actually had a witch on with us, and they believe in a multitude of gods, higher beings or beings of higher power, whatever. And when you step out and you believe, my atheist friends love it when I say this, it makes them crazy, but even atheists are in essence a religion. You believe in something. You believe there's nothing. You are banking everything on that there's nothing. So that's a heck of a faith system to me anyway. That's how I feel about it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. As I do every Halloween, I ask Pastor David Haig to join me as he is right now. Pastor David, thank you so much for being with me.
Always a pleasure. Love being here. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, all right. So before I get to the Halloween stuff, I want to ask you, as a pastor of a large church, I mean, you've been following, or I think you're up on what's going on in Houston, where the mayor had subpoenaed all the email records, the speeches, the sermons, and the email records were specifically she wanted anything that had to do with homosexuality or lesbianism or anything like that because of a new hate ordinance or hate speech ordinance that they had. Did that send a chill up your spine? What was your first reaction when you heard about that?
Well, the first time I read it, I was just incredulous. I thought, there's just no way that will stand. I didn't get all caught up in the controversy of it all. As I understand it, there was a huge petition drive that collected a bunch of signatures to try and put a certain decision by the city council on the ballot. And the number of those signatures, then the city clerk said, were invalid. And so there was an investigation as to how those signatures got on. That's how I understood that the mayor said, you know, there were 40 religious organizations or churches that banded together to try and turn aside this decision that had been made. And so she was looking at it as the churches engaged in political speech. So she asked the law firm, you know, to make it hard on them, which she found out afterwards that the robust reaction was going to wipe out everything. So she backed down through her law office under the bus, quite frankly. My first reaction was, I was incredulous. My second reaction was, you know what, if this ever happens to me, I better decide what to do. And like so many pastors around, there's absolutely no way that our sermons that we're going to, you know, go through every one of our sermons and give them up. I told my staff, if they want mine, they can go online and listen to it, just like everybody else.
And that, you know, when I first heard that, that's exactly what I said. I said, you know what? All they got to do, nobody's hiding anything here. All they have to do is hop up online. They're fairly large churches. They have robust websites, and they can go there. I think they're afraid they're going to learn something or hear something they don't want to hear. I don't know.
But I do think, Joe, that there's something to be learned on both sides here. I think on her side, she needs to learn that religion, as far afield as it may be in the United States, is still a protected speech. I mean, once you go after the churches, you're going to raise a huge opposition in this country. There are still thousands, millions of people who consider God and their church to be the primary thing in their lives. And any politician that wants to go after that, I think, is going to have a problem. But the other thing I think we need to learn is that there are risks when churches become politically oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And so as churches, we need to realize that our call is to preach the gospel, to teach the Bible. And I personally will tell people from the pulpit, if you come to me personally, I'll tell you exactly who to vote for and how to live. But from this pulpit, we're going to preach the word of God, and we're going to tell you how to live according to the Bible. We're not going to be a political action group. And I do think that there are some lines that churches need to not cross if we really want to remain religious organizations. It's when we become some religious but mostly political that I think that's a problem.
Well, I find
it at risk.
As you know, my political, as I run around talking with people, I find that my Christian brothers, a majority of them say, it doesn't matter, I'm not going to vote because God's in control and he'll make it happen the way he wants to. That's one of the things I hear a lot of. The other thing is...
Yeah, but they still buy car insurance, don't they?
Yeah, yes, I know. I'm with you on that, but it doesn't do me any good. I've learned that less words is better. But the other thing that bothers me, too, is that maybe from the pulpit, would you be adverse to pastors saying, look, we've got an election coming up, it's your job as a Christian, as a citizen, as a whatever, to exercise that freedom that so many has died for, and don't just check a box. Learn about the people that are running, which ones line up with your moral values, which ones line up with your spiritual values, and maybe that's something you should take into consideration when you vote. Now, that's generic enough not to back anybody into a corner.
Right. This summer, we did a series of Grace called Real Questions, and one of the questions was politics, ? And I actually did a whole sermon on the place of government and how we should be, as Christians, we should be the most informed, the best citizens, because we're to be salt and light in this world. And so I told our guys, you need to chase down the issues, you need to figure out what you're doing, and you need to vote. I'll tell the people this weekend that they need to vote. If they're knowledgeable, sure. But I'll also tell them that their everyday lives, the other 364 days of life, are 364 days of the year, are much more potent than what the vote they cast in the voting booth.
Well, yeah, and I tell people all the time, too, you know, whether you are, it doesn't matter what political side of the aisle you're on, once these guys are elected, once they're in office, or guys, gals, whatever, you got to pray for them, and you pray for them every day, and you pray for God to, you know, give them the wisdom and the guidance that they need. I pray that God brings them the people to help them make the right decisions, people that they trust, and it doesn't matter whether I agree with them or not politically. I still want peace in the valley, if you would.
I believe that the number one thing that government does is it holds back the onslaught of selfishness and wickedness in this world, and some governments hold it back better than others. Some governments actually allow it to come in. And, you know, I think abortion is a huge plague on our nation. There are a number of things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes government has allowed those things to come in. I vote for those who I think have the best chance of holding it back and giving us time to preach the gospel in freedom and watch God do his work.
Okay, before I run out of time and do all politics, Halloween. It's an irk of mine every year. You and I talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Eventually, when I get to heaven, and God will look at me and go, why did you waste time on that? Right? You're here, right? What's the problem? Anyhow, so some churches celebrate Halloween and say, you know, bring us your goblins and your ghouls, and, you know, we don't care if you're dressed up as vampires, witches, whatever. Come on down. And then others have, they kind of mask it, if you would, with a Halloween what do they call it, a harvest festival? Or what? I mean, it's not a Christian day. Is it something we should really be involved in?
You know, I would say that, you know, to the businessman, it's the second best holiday if you're in retail. $8 billion is spent every year on it. It's really become a folk holiday. But let me give you a different slant on this. Yes, the origins of it are demonic. And yet it's the one holiday that we actually celebrate with our neighborhood. So I tell our people, look, take your kids trick-or-treating. Go see your neighbors. Be at home that night when your neighbors bring their kids over. Be part of the community. Don't dress your kids up as ghosts and goblins, and don't let death have its way. But secondly, it is a time when parents can actually have a teachable opportunity to tell their kids, you know,
the world doesn't stop when you make it.
There is such a thing as a spiritual realm. There is such a thing as we know that the devil's real, and we don't want to become anesthetized against that by making fun of it. So I look at Halloween as a folk holiday. I think it's an opportunity for the community, kids to get to know neighbors, neighbors get to know kids. So I tell our people, engage in it, but do it in the right way.
I know. You guys get me with that every year because you're right. I mean, you don't have to go knocking on doors and having them slammed in your face. They're actually coming to your house looking for something. And,
exactly.
And so it's a great opportunity to give them more than they actually asked for. And
right.
But
let's be careful not to get so into it that we become anesthetized against the reality of demons and of, you know, the devil. Because the Bible tells us he's real and he's walking around trying to deceive people and trying to bring chaos and death into people's lives. So we don't want to glorify that. And I think it's a great time for parents to tell their kids, you know what, these aren't just make-believe. These are God's enemies. And yet, we live in a world where there are spiritual forces, and that's why we need Jesus.
Why don't you hold that? When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about it. I want to talk about getting into the world's way. You know, are we falling into the world's way? And what should we tell our kids before we go out? So we'll deal with that on the other side of the break.
Okay.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back more on Halloween with Pastor David Haig right after this.
Hey, I hope you're bearing with me and enjoying. I'm trying to cut this up so that it makes sense and you can enjoy it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. If you listen to The Real Side, special Halloween edition. Really, seriously, go get your candy. Go get your coffee or your kids' candy, whatever, and come on back.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side, not The Right Side. You're not used to this music, are you? You're used to my Hallelujah Chorus on Friday. And I'm actually doing it to be a little bit tweaky here with you guys. I had some of my Christian friends send me an email. Why are you doing that? That stuff is so creepy. Well, why is it creepy? It's only music. You know, you can't, you have to be worried by music. And it's an instrumental. It's not like there's even any words in there. But there's something in your psyche, something in your head that makes you all uncomfortable and wigged out. It's just craziness. I mean, seriously. It's like when people walk in the dark sometimes, they tell me they get a little wigged out. Well, why? It's dark. It's just darkness. Turn on a light somewhere. It ain't that hard. Anyhow, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Today happens to be Halloween. If you're one of those people that goes out today with your kids, just be careful. You know, there's a lot of crazies out there, and I don't mean that from you're going to get hurt at somebody's home. I just mean driving in the streets, and you know how it goes. Kids start between cars. Please be extra careful tonight and watching out for your kids. Although, I grew up on the East Coast. We had to wear, you know, we wore all these heavy equipment and shirts and everything else. It wasn't really Halloween for us. It was just a candy night. I've got Pastor David Hague on the line with me, and we're talking about Halloween and the meaning of, and should Christians be involved and engaged, and I always enjoy when he's on with me. Pastor, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah, my pleasure, Joe.
Now, you know, before the break, I said to you, one of the things I want to ask you about is, you know, I know people get a little legalistic at time, and I'm not asking them to do that, but we're not supposed to fall in the world's way, and if we buddy up to something the world's doing and then kind of twist it and tweak it to make it fit what we believe. Is that really the right thing to do?
Well, yeah, I don't want to disagree with you too bluntly, but, you know, Halloween was originally a church holiday.
That was
co-opted. You know, I mean, it became a Day of the Deaf, but it was the evening before All Saints Day. And All Hallows Eve was a night when people came together and they prayed and they got themselves ready in the medieval church to take part in the celebration of those who had gone before, those who had died, who had walked faithfully with Christ and had died, and they were thought of and they were remembered. And the idea was that their faith then strengthens ours. So All Hallows Eve then adopted, you know, as time went by in pagan cultures, they adopted some of the Day of the Deaf stuff. And so that's where it really became what it is today. But I think you're on the right track. We, as Christ followers, we are, you know, we're told to be in the world, but not of the world. In other words, we are not to separate ourselves or not to get into the monasteries and just say we're not going to have any contact. If we're really going to be salt, we have to have contact with that upon which we're supposed to have influence. But we've got to have contact without compromise. Jesus said that if the salt loses its saltiness, it's no good. But if the salt stays in the salt shaker, it's no good either. So this is where I think parents really have an opportunity to say, kids, we're going to go out. We're going to go see our neighbors. We're going to go to our friend's house. We may even bob for apples. You know, we may eat pumpkin ice cream or whatever. Or we might go to Grace Baptist Church where they're having all these games and trunk or treat and it's safe. But we're doing this because we're part of a community. This is fun. There's nothing wrong with having fun. But we also want to remember that many people today are glorifying ghosts and demons as though they're not real. We don't do that because we know they are real. And we know that there's a spiritual battle going on for the souls of men and women and boys and girls. And that's why we are thankful for the gospel of Jesus Christ that has saved us from the fear of those things. But it also helps us understand that some other people around us, you know, they're still not in Christ's family. And we need to live in such a way that they'd look at our lives and say, wow, something's different. Something's good about you guys. What is it? And then we can tell them about Jesus. So I don't think that we want to completely get involved in all the conspiracy theories that Christmas and Halloween and all of these things are pagan, and if you let your kids go out and get a Snickers from the neighbor, somehow they're going to be possessed by the devil. That's just playing with a closed mind and a closed Bible.
Yeah.
So I think we take opportunity to teach, and that means parents got to know something, and they got to give it to their kids.
You know, I was one of those killjoys on Christmas morning after I saw my kids ravishing those gifts a couple years in a row and thinking, wow, man, this is just a free-for-all frenzy thing, and I said, you know what we're going to do from now on? We come downstairs, we're going to sit and we're going to talk about the Christmas story. We're going to tell it, talk about it like a conversation at the table. And we did that every year before we started opening gifts. And the kids, when they come back now, even my oldest daughter sat there and said, aren't you going to read the story? And at your age, don't you know the story? What's wrong with you?
I got to tell you, Joe, I grew up in a pastor's family, and we did that before we opened our gifts, but my dad would start back in Genesis 3:15 and look at every messianic promise. It took about 3 hours, you know. So.
Well, oh no, I wouldn't do that to them. I would have had four kids passed out next to the tree. They would have been going out of their mind.
But one of the things I'm going to do this Advent season is I'm actually going to sit down and read a number of the Old Testament texts and then explain and then read into Luke 2, have music in the back, and we're going to make it available to our families if they want to kind of have a symphonic-backed reading of the messianic promises that are fulfilled in the birth of Jesus.
I think we got a quick couple seconds here, but I think when you sit down and with your kids especially and you start saying, thus saith the Lord in Old King's English, you've turned them off before you got to the seventh word.
Absolutely.
You know my personality. I had some fun with it and that kind of thing, and it stuck. And I think that you should do the same thing at Halloween and other holidays that we celebrate. Let them know what it's about. Let's get back to Pastor David Haig. Hey, thanks again. I know I love bringing you on for segments like this, and I always enjoy them so much. So I appreciate you being with me today.
Absolutely. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
So give you know, what all pastors love to do, I'm going to give you 60 seconds. Give us your message. Give us your sign-off message for the day.
All right. Well, at Grace Baptist Church, we call our auditorium the family room, and we're very much a multi-generational church, and that's why things like Halloween matter to us, because it's a time when parents and kids are together So tonight we'll have probably a couple thousand people up on our mountain with jumpers and games and all kinds of things. And it's free as long as you bring some candy. And there's even a, you know what, they can even come and throw a pie in the face of a pastor. What do you think of that?
Oh, I like that. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
I always said the best way to raise money in my community is to do one of those pie in Joe Messina's face kind of events. I'm sure people would pay good money for that.
But, you know, Joe, the main thing we're about is just bringing the truth that God is real, that sin is real, and Jesus Christ is the only way to deal with the real sin. And he comes to give life and life abundantly, and it starts now. So we're really a group of people that God has saved from their sin and is using, we hope, to show that following Christ is your very best option. So
thanks for being on with me. We'll have you on more often, I promise. Talk to you
later. Okay, thanks. Okay, thanks, Joe. Bye-bye.
Pastor David Hague, pastor of a fairly large church up in the northern Los Angeles County area. If you're ever in L.A. County, you can always find he's on our guest list. So you can always find out who he is, where his church is, and that kind of thing.
So now that some of you have sufficiently wigged out at me, had heartburn, look at this is just simply, I'm trying to just get some conversation going. Okay, guys? That's all I want. There are people that are, you know, uber scriptural, if you would. You know, nothing you can deviate, not at all. You don't know, you know, you're what do they call you? Legalistic. That's what they call you. Legalistic types. There's types that, honestly, from the heart, don't want to offend God. They don't want to do anything outside of God's word. Give them credit for that. You know, give them, as we used to say, kudos for that, okay? I mean, you want to teach your kids the right thing to do. The Bible tells us not to be of the world. I mean, we got to be in it, right? We have to deal with it. You got to breathe the air, and you got to go to work. You got to pay your bills, that kind of stuff. But do you really need to be, as they say, you know, of the world, part of the world? Do you really need to do what everybody else is doing? Look, I'm not perfect, but I always told you guys, when I sit down at a table, it's just two or three other guys there, and they're swearing their brains out. I try to bring that back. I don't want to do that. I don't want to sit there. I don't want to listen to that, not because I'm perfect, not because I think I'm better than them. It's because I just don't live in that world. I just don't appreciate that language. I don't think it does anything for us. I actually think, you know, guys, I think it takes away from us sometimes. What is it to, again, I'm not trying to insult you. If you use that kind of language, that's between you and God or you and whatever. I'm just asking simply to know where your head's at. Does it make you more of a man? Does it drive your point home better? I mean, I realize that in the construction world, they use it a lot to aggravate and irritate. You know, I listened to a couple of construction guys working. I haven't been in construction for years. But I listened to a couple of guys a few weeks ago, and there were five or six or seven workers, and the supervisor is swearing at them, and every second word, third word, fourth word is a swear word. He's getting badder and madder as the minutes go on. And you're thinking to yourself, how is this helping you? What is this actually doing for you? Is it getting the job done? Because they don't look any closer to getting the work done, right? And yeah, I always got a kick out of that. I never really understood it. I was in the business. I knew people that did it. But, you know, if you're out, I pre-recorded this show today, and I'm trying to get bits and pieces of past shows in there, because I'm thinking you might appreciate it, you might like it, because, you know, we've got things to do. I didn't want kids knocking at my. I have a home studio, and, you know, somebody's got to do the work around here. Somebody's got to keep an eye out for real ghosts, real goblins. You know, if you go into your churches, you're going out into your neighborhoods, you just be safe. You know, my day was really bad. And some of you are my age, you know, remember, you know, you had to, and some of them were urban myths. They weren't all real. No, really, there were people screaming at, what was that stuff, Drano, or what have you. They were putting in packets and making it look like candy, and that they put razor blades in. If you've got little kids in the car, I'm not trying to scare you. I mean, some of the stuff was just exactly that. They were just stories, right? But we heard that they put, you know, razor blades in apples, and it was poison in the candy, and it just got crazy, crazy, crazy. Which is why I would say to you women, and I'd say to you kids, let daddy test all the candy. Whatever he wants to test, whatever he wants to try, when he reaches into the bag, he's only doing it for your own good. Don't you know that? It's because he loves you so much. always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Been a pleasure. Hang out. We've got a lot more coming up after the break.